We're about to kick off another cattle industry summer conference here, Ken, in Denver. Tell me a little bit about what the Cattlemen's Beef Board will be doing here this week.
We'll be busy, Chuck. We'll be real busy. We've just started going over our agendas that each of us as officers of the Beef Board will have to cover this week, and we're going to be busy. We're going to have to clone ourselves to be at all of the different places. Each committee's got important stuff to deal with this year. One of the big things we're going to be dealing with is a whole new set of creatives for the advertising program. Probably the most, well, obviously the most visible part of the checkoff expenditures, and a big part of the expenditures, and we've got new stuff to look at and approve or disapprove or discuss at least.
So that ought to be actually maybe even a fun part of the meeting to see what the creatives have come up with, right?
Well, fun, and but you got to remember, each of us understand the responsibility that that carries. When we spend a big part of our budget on those, we want them to work. We don't want to be wasting that money.
So looking at the structure of the meeting this week, things kick off with the leadership, the officers meeting here, and then we've got committees that are going to meet. And what will be the goal or hope that you would accomplish by the end of this meeting this week?
Well, this is kind of the in-between meeting. We set our goals and strategies in the early stages, earlier in the year. We set our budget, and now we're working on the nuts and bolts, you know. In each committee, we've got about so much money allocated. What are the specific things we're going to do with that money to try and be really effective? The other big thing that's happening this week that's never happened before, DMI, the Dairy Marketing Group, is meeting in conjunction with our meeting, and we're going to have a joint meeting with them to try and analyze what strategies we could have in common between the dairy, you know, products and meat products. Of course, they're big payers in the checkoff, pay a big percentage of the checkoff with all their cows and their calves.
Well, I saw that their agenda out here in the hotel, and I guess I just wasn't aware they were meeting here, but it sure makes sense to have a little bit of synergy there, because who is it that said if you're in the dairy business, you're also in the beef business, basically? And I know that the beef board has a specific communication plan for dairy producers to let them know what is happening with checkoff dollars.
Yeah, it's great that we can meet with them and get a little more of their support and understanding, I think, within their organization that they're beef producers, right along with being dairy producers. And then I think it'll help our understanding of what they're doing with their promotion money. And maybe we can find some places that, because we're both, you know, using limited resources, maybe we can get a little synergy going there.
Right. Well, I think there's been some co-promotion, promotional plans that have been put into effect. So that only makes sense to me anyway. Well, we hope you have a great week here this week. We'll be writing about it and posting onto beefboardmeeting.com. Looks like the interest in traffic there from, I assume, producers who want to know more information has picked up significantly, so that element of the communications plan seems to be working pretty well.
Yes, I think the enthusiasm among the checkoff-related people is at an all-time high. It's I've never visited with more checkoff people ahead of the convention that are anxious to get here and anxious to get involved, and that's great, because we need everybody's ideas, and again, with the limited resources we've got to make every dollar count.
Well, thank you very much, Ken. We'll look forward to seeing what happens here this week. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.